You may be pleased to know that I've brought you a gift this morning. Very exciting gift. You can look a bit more excited than you are currently, but I bought you a very exciting gift, and I bought you all a chocolate. I have to tell you, it's a very nice chocolate. Jess is excited. It says, it's a very nice chocolate. It's not just your boring Cadbury's. It's a really nice chocolate made by a very nice, famous Swiss chocolatier. Ooh, yes, I had a little, by the name of Lindt. So it's not your boring Cadbury's, nice Lindt chocolate. Is that you? Some of you are starting, who started to salivate already? One of you starting to drool just by hearing about the good news of the good chocolate that is in the room? Are you interested enough to see? Would you like to see the chocolate? You'd like to see the chocolate. Okay, let me show you the chocolate. So here we go. So this is, it's very heavy. There's some weight to that. It's a very, very nice box of chocolates. There's more smiles in the room now because it's looking good, isn't it? So you're a bit more interested. There's not the kind of glazed expression that usually comes at this point in my sermons. But you're looking more excited because, we're coming to the door now. This is like, Richie's on his marks. This is like, they're crowding into the room now. So shall we take a closer look? Shall we take a closer look? Let's take a closer look. So let's just get in here. No, you're not getting a box each. I was going to say no expense has been spared, but that expense has been spared, I can tell you. So here we go. So look, there's... So how many of us are there? 23? Hopefully there are no more than 28. Otherwise, someone's going to have to not have one. But so what we're going to do is we're going to pass them around. Now, what I want you to do... is just look at them, okay? You're not allowed to eat them, not yet, okay? So you can take one, and you've just got to hold it and admire it, okay? You can admire it for now, but no eating and no unwrapping, okay? So and don't hold it in your sticky little paws or it'll melt. So just hold it like that. All right. So just if I could take one, pass them around. Yeah, we'll put them back. No, you will. Spoiler alert, you will get to eat them at some point, but not just yet, okay? So we're just going to have a look, because they do look very nice, don't they? Because they're in the lovely shiny wrapper. It's a lovely shiny, there's a bit of glitz to it, isn't it? It's not like you're just your boring bit of paper. There's a bit of foil in there, isn't there? And it's nice. It stands out, doesn't it? It stands out. If you put that in your ordinary box of chocolates, it would stand out. So it's a very lovely thing to look at, isn't it? Very lovely chocolate to kind of look at. Very, very pretty. So we've moved on a stage. So I told you about the chocolate to start with, and that kind of piqued your interest, and you wanted to know a little bit more. And now we're having a look at the chocolate, and it's kind of drawing our interest, because we're like, oh, yeah, no idea. Have you got one, Richie? Did you?
No.
You've not? You were waiting to the end? Oh,
whoa, you're just
teasing
you.
Yeah.
There are 29 in total.
Yeah, including you.
Including me. So who's going to miss out? So it should probably be me. No, you need to have one, Ali. You need to have one. I will take one for the family. I will take the hit. I don't mind. That's typical. The Lord knew, didn't he? He knew. He said, don't need any more chocolates.
It's literally, this is payback for all the times you haven't...
No, you have it, Ali. No.
There's two.
Oh, there's two.
Because you don't want me to have two.
There's two.
Unless you want me to take one home for Graham.
No, I think Graham's had more than enough chocolate in his life. He doesn't need another one. So, okay, now what you can do now is you very carefully unwrap one end. Just one end. Just unwrap one end very carefully. So just one end, just so the chocolate is exposed. Okay, we just want to expose the chocolate. I know it sounds a little bit rude, but we just want to expose the chocolate. And you can have a smell. Okay, I'll let you have a smell. You can have a smell. It's good, isn't it? Oh, you get that lovely wafty chocolatey smell straight away. That's good, isn't it? That's really good. Really good. Yeah, just coffee. Yeah, it'd go well with a coffee, wouldn't it? So we're getting better all the time, aren't we? It's getting better all the time. We've heard about it. We've had a look, and now, I have a terrible sense of smell, but I can smell that, and that is that's good, isn't it? So, okay, what you can do now, you can unwrap the other end. Unwrap the other end. So we're just get it lying in the wrapper. Just get it lying in the wrapper like that, okay? And now very gently, hands on to it, you can just have a little feel. Just have a little. Ooh. Have a little of the chocolate. Let's have a little feel. And it's very glossy, isn't it? It's got a lovely shine to it. See if you give it a little, you give it a little stroke. It's got a gloss to it, hasn't it? That's quality chocolate because it's got a gloss and a shine. It's, you know, your cheapo chocolates don't have the same shine, but that's got a nice shine, hasn't it? So we've heard about it. We've had a look. There's only one more thing left to do, isn't there? We need it. Would you like to eat it? You can eat it now before it melts. So you can eat yours. I'm going to save mine because if I eat mine, that will delay things a bit. So I'm just going to save mine there. I'm going to keep talking while you enjoy your lovely chocolate, because we've just sort of gone through the different stages of coming to faith and the different stages of coming to know Jesus. And I'm just going to read you a few scriptures this morning that take us through the stages of coming to faith in the Lord Jesus. And as we're beginning a new term, I often say that the thing that we're about as a church community is about introducing people to Jesus and helping people discover the good news of Jesus and helping them on that journey of faith. And a journey of faith begins with people hearing about the good news. So Paul writes in his letter to the Romans, chapter 10 and verse 13, he says this. He says, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on one they've not believed in? And how can they believe in one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it's written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." So the journey of faith begins by people hearing about Jesus. And how do they begin to hear? Well, they begin to hear through people who have already met Jesus. So at the beginning of John's Gospel, we read about Andrew and Simon Peter. John the Baptist comes to them and he sees Jesus and he looks at Jesus and he says, "This is the Lamb of God." And we read, "Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, 'We found the Messiah,' and he brought him to Jesus." So that's the step one. That's the hearing about the good news of Jesus. That, like the chocolate, it begins to pique interest. Well, who is this guy? Who is this person? And then you want to, if you're interested, you want to look further. And all the people who gathered around Jesus 2,000 years ago were intrigued by who he was and what he said, and they wanted to discover more. And so we read lots of occasions where people are interested enough to want to know more. So we read in the book of Acts, chapter 8, about Philip, who was one of Jesus's followers. And Philip has an encounter with an Ethiopian who is in his chariot, riding along, reading the book of Isaiah, and he's not quite sure what he's reading. And Philip is told to get into the chariot with the Ethiopian and explain what this guy is reading. So we read in Acts chapter 8, verse 30, "Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. 'Do you understand what you're reading?' Philip asked. 'How can I?' he said, 'unless someone explains it to me.' So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. He was reading this passage of scripture. 'He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? for his life was taken from the earth. The Ethiopian asked Philip, tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else? Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. So the journey of faith begins with people hearing about Jesus. And hopefully that piques their interest and they want to discover more. Now, people who observe our lives, as I've often said, hopefully will see something in us that is different. We'll see something about the way that we live our lives that is different. That gives us the opportunity to say, well, the thing that's different about my life is Jesus. Would you like to know more? And then that sometimes gives us the opportunity to tell them more about who this Jesus is. The Ethiopian wanted to know who this sheep was who went to the slaughter. So Philip said, well, this was Jesus who went to the cross, and then explained why he'd gone to the cross. And the more you delve into it, the more beautiful you discover Jesus is, and the more life-giving you discover Jesus is. Which is like, it's like when we had a little sniff of our chocolate and we thought, wow, I really want to get into this. Paul writes in his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 14 to 16, he says, thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. So, question for you. Does your Christian life smell as lovely as a Lindt milk chocolate? When people know you and know that you're a Christian, do they think, wow, I want some of what you've got? Paul writes, for we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are the smell of death, to those who are perishing, to the other the fragrance of life. So are we the fragrance of life as we live our lives, as we encounter people in the community and amongst the people that we work? Are we giving off the aroma of life so they want to find out more? Or are we a bit pongy? So Journey of Faith starts with hearing, and that piques interest to want to know more. And then as you discover more, you want to discover more because you begin to realise that actually Jesus said he'd come to bring life and life in all its fullness. And unless you're an idiot, that's what you want. Do you not want to live life to the full? Do you not want to get the best out of life? Jesus said, that's what I've come to bring. Life in all its fullness. And when you realise that, that's when you really start to dive in. There's a lady that we've read about when we did our studies in Luke's Gospel. Remember this lady who's been suffering for 12 years. She's spent all her money on doctors. She hasn't got any better. And she's heard about Jesus. And she's heard the stories of Jesus. And she's heard stories that Jesus is really good news. People love the things that he says. People love the things that he does. And she realizes that if she can get really close, if she can just touch him, she'll be healed. And so she barges her way through the crowd and she reaches through the last couple of people in the crowd and she just touches the hem of his robe. And in touching him, she's instantly healed. And not only does her sickness disappear, but Jesus welcomes her into the family of God and declares that she is a daughter. He says, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. And that's where we get to in the journey of faith. We hear about Jesus. We become intrigued. The Spirit starts to stir our hearts and minds to want to discover more. And then we learn more. And then we begin to realize that this Jesus is not just a miracle worker. He's not just a good teacher. He's not just a kind man. He's the only one who said, trust in me and you'll live forever. That in him is the fullness of life. And then you realize, well, actually, if that's what I want, I've got to reach out and touch him. And that's the real point of commitment. That's the point where you have to decide, well, am I all in? Or am I just going to tiptoe around the edges for the rest of my life? Am I just going to kind of enjoy the aroma? Or am I going to reach out and touch him and give my life to him? And that's the moment of when you become a disciple of Jesus, because you reach out and you, and it's in that moment where you reach out and touch him that you receive eternal life. When you put your trust in him, that you receive eternal life, that you begin to discover the goodness of God in your life. And then you're all in. The psalmist, I often use this psalm at the beginning of worship because it's just a beautiful depiction. Psalm 63, a psalm of David, where it says, verse 5, my soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. That's the moment that you get to enjoy the lovely chocolate. David had discovered the goodness of God. He said, my soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods, which is why Jesus uses this lovely picture in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, where he says, here I am. Here I am, Jesus standing with arms wide open. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with them and they with me. And that's the end of the journey of faith, that you commune with Jesus. You commune with God. You have this beautiful, intimate fellowship with the living God that starts now and continues for eternity. And that's the journey of faith from start to finish. We hear about it. We investigate. We go on an Alpha course. There's a new one beginning on the 8th of October, if I hadn't told you. We investigate, we explore, and then hopefully we discover the goodness of God and why Jesus died and the fullness of life that he wants to give us. And when you see that, well, then you reach out and you touch him. And you embrace him as he embraces you. And you begin this eternal journey of fellowship with God that just gets better and better and better. Which is why, and I'm going to land on this, John, in his first letter, introduces his first letter with these words. He says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We've seen it and testified to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. So wherever you may be on the journey of faith, can I encourage you this morning to take the next step? If you've heard and you're interested, investigate more. If you're investigating, investigate more. Come on our Alpha course. Discover the goodness of God. If you think that God is good, if you think that Jesus did die for you on the cross, but you've not yet reached out and touched him and surrendered to him, then why not do that even this morning? And if you do know and love the Lord Jesus, and you're already enjoying that wonderful fellowship with him, make sure that that wonderful fellowship results in a beautiful aroma, so that as you live your life, others will hear and begin that journey for themselves. So let me just, I'm just going to close this with a prayer, and then Christy is going to come and lead us in some more prayers and intercessions. But let's just take a moment. Think, where are we on this journey of faith? And what is Jesus inviting us into? Is he inviting us to put our trust in him this morning? Is he inviting us to go deeper? Olivia shared that lovely testimony of the Holy Spirit just drawing her deeper and deeper into God's word. God has more that he wants to share with us. So, Father, I pray this morning that All of us are on a journey of faith. That's why we're here this morning. May we go deeper and further with you. For Jesus' sake, we pray.